listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about an interesting phrase I find in the Old Testament. Here's the phrase, "Now then, do it." You'll see what I mean when I read to you the text that we're going to look at today. It's 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, where we read, "Now Abner had communicated with the elders of Israel, saying, 'In time past you were seeking for David to be king over you. Now then, do it. For the Lord has spoken of David, saying, By the hand of my servant David, I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and the hand of all their enemies.'" David was God's anointed king, yet he was not yet recognized as so by the people of Israel. Some supported a man named Ishbosheth, a son of the former king Saul. One of the supporters of Ishbosheth was named Abner. He was the chief of Saul's armies when the former king was alive, and now he threw his support behind Ishbosheth, at least for a time. Then he turned against Ishbosheth and agreed to support David. Once he came over to David's side, Abner had a missionary zeal on David's behalf. That's when he communicated with the elders of Israel about recognizing David as king. It's significant that this word came from Abner regarding David, instead of from David himself. Though he was the rightful king, David would not reign over Israel until they submitted to him freely. He never moved an inch without an invitation. This is an illustration of Jesus's lordship in our life. He is, in fact, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he chooses, for the most part, to exercise his sovereignty only at our invitation. We could say that the reign of David illustrates the reign of Jesus in the lives of many people. Some do not invite Jesus to rule over anything. Some invite Jesus to reign over a small area, such as Hebron in 2 Samuel chapter 3. Some give Jesus reign over everything he actually has authority over. And again, that is everything. Abner is a good example of someone who eventually surrendered to God's king. Now, he wanted to influence others to surrender to God's king. He said to the reluctant people of Israel, "Now then, do it." Because of the word of the Lord spoke of David, and because it was right to do so, this was something that should be done now. In this sense, it's very much like our commitment to follow Jesus. We should be told, "Now then, do it." Abner knew that the Lord called David to be king. He said, "For the Lord has spoken of David." The fact that Abner, who was a general, not a Bible scholar, knew these prophecies and the fact that he could ask the leaders of Israel to consider them means that these prophecies of David were widely known. Sadly, they were widely known, but not widely obeyed. Most of Israel was lukewarm and unenthusiastic in their embrace of David as king. In this regard, David prefigures his greater son. Jesus fulfilled all manner of prophecy regarding the Messiah, yet he was rejected by all but a remnant of Israel. Our acceptance or rejection of the king says more about us than it does about King Jesus. Hey, knowing all we know about who Jesus is and what he did for us, we should recognize him as king, and we should do it now. Here's the word for you today. Now then, do it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.